Yeah, that's a good one. All right, well, let's change gears here a little bit, and let's talk about, you know, I think, you know, just some of the cool stuff that you do in your company, whether it's working with Habitat for Humanity or Toys for Tots, Christmas Drive, or you got your yearly sales contest. Where do you want to? What do you want to hit?
Yeah, I mean, I've always tried to do some of that stuff, and you know, one of the things about Mavericks is always about giving back, and you know, we've tried to partner up with either industries or businesses that we thought could use either the products we sell or we'd be able to add some value to. So Habitat for Humanity was almost a natural fit for us. You know, they're building houses all over the country, and for us to be able to supply something significantly cheaper than they could actually source it for themselves, and us giving back to the community, it was a win-win situation for us. So, you know, they're a little bit difficult to deal with because there's no main office. You basically get contacted by all these different regional offices. But, you know, we participate in some of the programs that they do when they're redoing houses. We supply to some of their restores, which are basically, you know, if you have a slightly damaged product, you can take it there. And if somebody buys it, then that money is donated to Habitat for Humanity. So it's a partnership that we've tried to keep going as long as we can here. And, you know, we've done several projects with them, big and small, throughout the country, and it just feels good when you actually get to be able to see the finished product and know that somebody's benefiting from it.
Now, do you guys do you publicize that or make your customers aware of it, or even like say that a percentage of sales goes towards this? Or
yeah, I mean, we try to promote it as much as possible. There are some restrictions on what we can say and do, which I've found out the hard way with some of the TV shows too. But we try to, you know, make light of it as much as we can that, you know, we are working with some of them. We're working on a program now where we're going to take a percentage of the proceeds from sales and start donating them to Habitat directly instead of waiting for projects to come up. Because, you know, the only way that we get involved with a project now is if somebody contacts us. So at least if we start doing a percentage of sales, we can continuously give back regardless.
Right. So you can keep using that that nice tie-in, and you're right, it does fit, and that's one of the things that I always try and, you know, just talk to business owners about whenever we talk about, you know, doing good, is it has to make sense, and it has to also come from a place of, you know, authenticity for you, and so for you guys it does make perfect sense. Like, you know, the example I always put up is Kentucky Fried Chicken just recently ran a campaign for breast cancer, where it's like pink buckets of chicken, and like 50 cents of every bucket went towards breast cancer. And while it's great that they, you know, contributed, I don't know what it was, like they it was like $1 million or $2 million that they said was a guarantee. And that's great, but there's no real tie-in, and it really makes no sense there. And it just, I think it weakens that whole part of the give. But yeah, for the Habitat for Humanity, it makes perfect sense. And then you also told me that you work with Toys for Tots a little bit. What is that about?
Yeah, every year it's more of I had always done it before I had the business. It was kind of just a family thing that we did. We always, instead of buying each other gifts, we'd always make a donation to Toys for Tots. So I was, one year we did it here in the office, and you know, everybody started contributing, and then I said, well, you know, why don't we just involve some of the customers with it? So we did that, I think we did that the last 2 years, where we got donations from customers. They could either drop off toys or they can, you know, give a monetary donation. And it's just a great way to give back around Christmas time. We've done it with Toys for Tots. We did it with the Philadelphia Children's Hospital, and try to pick a different organization every year. But, you know, it's just a great way around the holidays to feel like you're giving something back to somebody else.
Right. Okay. And then you mentioned to me you guys have a yearly sales contest. What's that involve?
Yeah, we're doing every year. It just seems to be getting bigger and bigger. We started it, I think it was 2 years ago. We started doing a submission contest to, you know, see who did the best job on their kitchen or who had the best story. Last year we did a video contest, which I was just blown away by some of the submissions. I mean, some of them look like they were, you know, professionally done by a camera crew and everything. So it's kind of twofold. It gets the customers involved, gets them to get them excited about, you know, showing off their product, showing off their finished kitchen or their bathroom, whatever it is, and also gives us a great content that we can use. I mean,
right.
I've been using, you know, pictures, videos, testimonials, everything from that stuff, and that just feeds me throughout the year. So we're excited. We're actually going to be launching the next one pretty soon here, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger every year. I got Mike Klein's team involved with the one last year, and it was just a huge success. I mean, we had it tied in the Facebook and video contests, video submission contests, where their friends could vote for them. So an average video I think was getting 1,600 or 1,700 votes. So that's 1,600 or 1,700 people per video that were coming to our site. And ended up checking out our product at the same time. So
what were you using? What was the incentive for them to put together a
We did a couple things. One was mainly for the entrance, to post it on Facebook and encourage your friends to vote. That was the way, basically the winner was decided on the number of votes they had. So the more people that they got to vote, the more likely they were to win. But we also had the people that were coming to the site, we didn't want to inundate them with sales information, so we just gave them a friendly reminder after they voted that they can go, see where they got their product from. But we also encouraged them to leave comments and everything else by offering them dinner gift cards and different things. I think one week we did a Home Depot gift card, one week we did a dinner gift card. Just different types of cards like that, just to give them something for voting.
Oh, so that's even for the voters. And what are the people who made their submissions, what was their big carrot?
The winning video last year was $5,000.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's pretty decent.
Yeah, I mean the average transaction for us is probably about $2,500. So if somebody bought their kitchen, they ended up basically get a free kitchen and paying for the labor or whatever else they did. So
yeah,
it's to me that's pretty good. So this year we're actually up in it.
Go ahead.
No, this year we're actually upping it. I don't know what the final number is going to be, but it's we had so much success with it last year that I think we're just going to keep going and going with the thing.
that's pretty awesome. I mean, it might even be worth including that in your your sales material somewhere at the to get them to tip over to the to buying. Just saying, hey, and buy. You're included in this.
It's amazing. Even the videos that were submitted. The one I was just blown away by it. So we use it in all our marketing material. You'd have to see the video, but there's just this little girl and just the storyline that they put into it, and it's funny, it's everything, and it talks about our business and how we help them. And I don't think I could have hired a company to make one better than what they made. So we use it in all our emails and everything else.
Yeah, I mean it'd be pretty interesting if. Tied it into like some sort of quarterly, do a smaller quarterly contest. Said the average order is like 2,500. If every quarter you guys gave away 2,500, and it was almost like, okay, you can get your kid your dream kitchen for free. We're going to run this contest at this point, and it's closing on this date.
The interesting thing is, the contests that we've run have always been for people that had already bought from us, and they were telling their experience.
Right.
But we're actually. I think what we're ultimately going to do either this year or maybe next year is do it for people that either can't afford it or really have a nightmare of a kitchen. So more or less explain why they really need the kitchen.
That'd be pretty interesting. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Kind of put the opposite spin on it. Like, why do you need our cabinets instead of, your cabinets are great because we already installed them. So I don't know if we're going to do it this year or if we'll do a quarterly one, but. That would be interesting to see what the results are from that.
Yeah. Actually, there's one other thing I want to talk about before we get into maybe some lifestyle stuff is, I forgot to ask you about the other market you have, which is not direct-to-consumer, but business-to-business. So since it sounds like you guys have such great margins, it sounds like you guys started selling direct to contractors too.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to give a breakdown, I'd say it's probably about a 40% contractor, 60% homeowner. We've really marketed our product towards contractors as well. In fact, we're trying to spin off a side website that's basically just for contractors. Give them business tips, give them different discounts, work out discounts with other companies, but really make it like not a membership site, but basically like a free resource for them to keep them involved with our company. We do programs for buying volumes and different things throughout the year, so that if you reach a certain plateau of sales, then you get an extra percentage off. And you know, it's a friendly product for contractors, and really those are the ones that we want to keep happy, because realistically, with the product that we sell, it's usually a one and done sale if it's a homeowner. So you know, we can keep in touch with them over the years, but once you redo your kitchen, what are the odds that you're actually going to need one for another 10 years or so?
Right.
So contractors really, even though they're not quite 50% of our sales in terms of people, in terms of actual volume, they probably do a much larger chunk of our business, because they give us repeat business.
Hey, remind me offline that I can want to hook you up with someone that used to be like the marketing guru to contractors.
Okay, yeah, that'd be awesome.
I don't know if I've ever told you about him or not. But yes, yeah, so after this, just hang out for a sec. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about lifestyle. So I know, you know, the Maverick Business Insider, our big summer extravaganza event. You were there, I don't know, were you there 2 years in a row?
No, actually, last year was my first
year. Last year, okay. And then you came skydiving with us, right?
Yes.
Did, so how tall...
Interesting experience.
Yeah, yeah, especially with some crazy chicken suit involved.
It's never good when the guy that you're jumping out of the plane with tells you that you're exceeding the weight limit for the parachute, so he's not sure how it's going to go. not something you want to hear before you jump out of a plane.
Definitely not something you want to hear. At least it's strapped to you, so it's not, if you guys go down, it's together.
Yeah, you just go down a lot faster.
Yeah. Talk about, you know, what's your take, your philosophy on lifestyle, and how, you know, I think all of us could probably work 24/7, but what's your take on what's important, and how do you balance?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, the thing about owning your own business is you could literally find something to do 24 hours a day, and it's something that if you don't get away from every now and again, I think you really do get burnt out on it. You know, I spent last year, I did a lot of traveling last year, probably more than I really should have, but you know, you got to get away. You got to experience life. I mean, that's what we're in business for. Is, you know, you become an entrepreneur so that you can make the money that you want to make and ultimately have the lifestyle that you want. And you can't be all work. I mean, you really got to mix stuff in there. So, you know, just like I think everybody else in Mavericks, I've kind of got my list of different things that I've been checking off of adventures that I wanted to do and different things I wanted to see and do. And you know, I've been lucky enough that the business has taken off to the point where I can afford to start doing some of that stuff. So, you know,
do you think people should wait? Gary, you think people should wait until they have their business kind of locked in and that they can afford to take off, or has that been always a constant thing for you that you're always making?
I think it's person specific. I mean, it's all what your comfort level is. I mean, I kind of have a different perspective on it, I think, because I went through one business that was a complete bust. So now
yeah.
I've always got that lingering in the back of my head that I just, you know, at all costs, I'm going to make sure that nothing, you know, that I don't let that happen to this one. So, I think it's all in your comfort level. You think you got to balance out work with that. And, if you can find a way to outsource and kind of take some of the workload off you, and still make the money that you're, you know, the margins that you need and everything else, I think you should do it as soon as your comfort level says so. For me, it took a while just to get comfortable that, you know, okay, the business is on stable ground. It's, you know, we've never had any debt in this business, so it's, you know, it's a pure profit business at this point. So it's given me that luxury to be able to travel now.
Right. Okay. And then you talked about having your list put together. What kind of items are on your list right now, and how'd you come up with it?
You know, it's always a work in progress. I just keep adding things as I go along here, but you know, just getting the World Series, the Super Bowls, all the big sporting. I've always been a big sporting guy, so getting across all them off my list has been pretty cool. You know, I don't have some of the crazy adventures that some of the other Mavericks have on my list, but you know, wrestling with lions
or
deep diving at the North Pole or anything like that really wasn't one of the things I considered, but yeah, so I just keep adding and subtracting things as I go along here, and it's just fun to be able to cross some of that stuff off.
And what's the coolest stuff that's on the list that you've crossed off so far, as the World Series and some of the sporting events?
Yeah, I mean, some of the sporting events, you know, I went out, got the car that I always wanted. So that was pretty cool to be able to do that. You know, it's some of the things that I always wanted to do aren't as exciting. You know, they're not super adventurous, but yet, you know, they're important to me in terms of different things for my family and being able to do different things for family members and friends and stuff. So, you know, being able to share some of that with them was one of the things that I always wanted to be able to do.
Yeah, no, and I think that's incredibly important. Is it's everyone's list and what, you know, what the lifestyle is going to be unique to them. And while, you know, jumping out of airplanes and diving with sharks is one person's lifestyle, but, you know, I think you said it perfectly. It's, you know, things that are important to you, and that's what makes the list. All right, great. So this car that you've always wanted, are you gonna be driving this down to the summer extravaganza event this year?
I might. I actually had it last year. I bought it last year, and it's been pretty fun to drive.
All right, so. Awesome. Are you gonna be coming back down for it?
Yeah, actually, I think I am.
Okay, great.
I'm planning on it at this point.
Okay.
The only thing, the only variables that I have are things that go wrong in my business. So, provided nothing major happens, I'm down there.
All right. So some of I don't know what date we're going to release this video, but hopefully it's before the event, so you guys will be able to hang out and meet Gary and probably some of the other Maverick 1000 members that are coming out. And then once again, the website is rtacabinetstore.com. If you're in the marketplace for cabinets, or anyone you know is thinking about a kitchen remodel, or you guys do bathroom cabinets too, right, or just kitchen?
Yep. Yep. Cabinet, kitchen and bathroom.
So if you're a kitchen or bathroom remodel, this is the spot to go. It's your secret stash for about 30, 40, 50% off. Well, you can get it at Home Depot or Lowe's or wherever. Any final thoughts or words you want to leave us with?
No, I mean it's just been a fun roller coaster ride so far, and you know, luckily it just keeps going up and up for us. So you know, I think it's something that's attainable for just about anybody if you put your mind to it, to be honest.
Yeah.
With you. Especially after, you know, going through a really big low all the way to a big high. You know, I've seen both sides of it, so. You know, for anybody that's aspiring to have their own business or to launch something that they don't think they can, I can tell you that you can do it.